IsraelSin.com.
With John Brown.
John Brown.
From England.
Right. Yeah. From Wales.
From Wales. Oh, yeah, that's even. Yeah. It sounds even better.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's part of the United Kingdom, or is it Great Britain, as it used to be called.
Do they see themselves as English?
No.
They see themselves as.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
And they have it has its
own. It has its own language. It has its own. Not quite full parliament, but its own assembly. With its own members of the assembly to make its own decisions about economic things, not quite law, because it doesn't really want to be out of the United Kingdom, but it's a region within it, and then it sees itself as a region further within Europe.
So it has its own autonomy of sorts that it feels comfortable with.
It's a very different culture. If you went there, you would see a difference in cultures, a different attitude. I'm actually English, but I like living there because you're more important if you're a poet in Wales than if you're a lord or an MP.
I like that.
Yeah, and they speak their own language. I don't actually speak it fluently, but. If I say hello to you and how are you in Welsh, it'll give you some idea. It is Sadachi Barma Dachin Yawn and Duin Meon Israel. So I've just said, how are you? Are you okay? I am in Israel.
I love it.
And Israel, adi da yawn, vendigedig, and I'll say that in English again, that is, Israel is very good and enchanting, magic. There isn't a real English translation, but it means everything that is magnificent together.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think I enjoy the untranslatable words.
Yeah.
We have a few in Hebrew, too.
Yeah, they are good. Yeah, there's that ambiguity of poetry about them that is good, yeah.
So when did you first realize that you were an artist?
Looking back, I felt I wanted to be an artist when I was about 7 years old. And I will keep this very short because I'm fairly old and it would take ages to tell a lot. But when I grew up, I went after primary and secondary schools and then studied engineering. And mainly because as a young person you got channeled into things because that was the culture of your family. And I remember attending engineering college and studying a degree in engineering and looking at all the interesting people that were going into the art college and seeing some interesting things, and I began to draw. And so. But it was about 20 years later when I met my wife, who was very much influential on how I've turned out, I think. And
aren't they always?
Yes, and in a very positive way. And so I then went to study art as a mature student at Staffordshire University, and I passed out there in sculpture with a first class honours degree. And then I actually, because I had a young family, and I suppose it shows a lack of commitment to art, but I wanted to survive with my family more than anything else.
It's no fun being real poor.
No, yeah. Well, art has kept me poor, but yeah. But fairly happy. And so I then did a postgraduate degree in teaching art, and I became head of art in a 16 to 18 year school, teaching up to A level, and then I taught in Foundation College, and I've lectured in degree course college, just as visiting lecturer. But my main function at the moment is that we run a project, not unlike the one at Ein Hod. It isn't an establishment, it is not as grand, and being purely Celtic, we had a very famous Welsh actor called Kenneth Griffiths, and he opened one of our exhibitions, which we call Harlech Biennale, and he said that the Celtic way is not to build an edifice. We have a meeting in the woods, you see. So we don't want edifices. That's not the reason why I haven't built an edifice, just because we haven't the money, but... I like that sentiment, yeah, and it fits with what we do. So we invite artists over to come and make work in a very similar way. We have reasonable equipment, but we work outside and hopefully respond to the landscape, which is, I mean, all landscape everywhere is beautiful, you know. So but it's different. It's a different climate. The sea's colder. You can't stay in for an hour in like. We did the other day in the Mediterranean, 20 minutes, and you feel as though you've been in a deep freeze. So, yeah, and then I tried... Yeah, and then the work that I'm doing at Einhard is I'm very much interested in bridging as an idea and switching that we do in our mind. We can switch from one thing to another, and... even our bodies, our cells of our bodies are switches. They channel one thing one way or not. The computer's like that as well. And so I'm trying to make work that is ambiguous. I don't want to make a statement that appears to come directly from my thoughts on anything, because I don't think they're worth anything, really, except I can say those and I can have an argument. But I want the work to be able... to be ambiguous enough that everyone sees their own truth in it. If they want to actively engage in it, you know, they will. They create the work. In other words, you know,
you create the environment for them to.
Yeah, and that is like a catalyst, and it's what I believe we do. You know, we create our own reality under the guise of philosophers would call metaphysics, and so. The preparation I did for this, I wanted to make some connection with Wales and Einhard, Harlech and Einhard in particular, not just Wales, as a particular spot. So I photographed some rocks which I'd drawn on, which is a series of work I did, which I then photograph and mount, and that they look quite primitive. They have an aesthetic, and... I hope they don't have any lies in them. So I brought those over, and I'm working with some materials that I'm finding about, like the soil in Einhard or the dust in Einhard, mix them up and to try to get something out of that. And it's a sort of... It's not something I wish to broadcast, really. I know I'm going against what I'm saying, but just to give you some idea... The notion of Israel is a culture that is under siege and survives very well, but, you know, with sacrifices.
It's tiring.
Yeah, one can understand that. And I come with a baggage which was, I suppose, my idea of Israel mainly came from when I was a young kid at school being taught the Bible, you know, and I thought everyone was a bit like that, but then... But in England, we have very many Jewish community. They're members of parliaments. They're powerful people, and it doesn't culturally, when you get down underneath, it doesn't seem much different. I don't feel as I'm dealing with different people. Obviously, other cultural on the surface is great, and that's enjoyable. That's what we want to celebrate as artists. So I'm hoping to get something poetic into it, which not obvious about putting a wall around it or something like that. You have to do that with your concept and your ideas of the mind.
Who would you say is the most influential person in your life?
The most influential artist, the most influential artist, there's a couple really, and they're mainly German artists, Joseph Beuys, obviously, who really changed the face of art education in the UK. Not directly, but the way the UK responded to his work, and Gerhard Richter and Sigmund Polka. three in particular, where in up until the 70s, art taught in the education in the universities was you were either a painter or a sculptor. It was very formal or figurative, but they weren't dealing with ideas in the way that Richter. And what that has spawned is what a group called the Young Brits, which are now not young anymore, Damien Hirst and Tracy Emin and people like that, that were able to do these statements, you know, because he was really the forerunner, Joseph Beuys, I think, and So I feel that's very important.
What do you consider your most successful artwork?
Well, one of the most successful pieces I've done, I'm never really confident when I do it. I don't know how people are going to react. All I can do is go through a process, which I call process to product. And that means you sometimes play with materials, and then you sometimes think about something. And as long as the thoughts, the intellect, doesn't interfere too much, you allow the thing to develop. And it is what Picasso called being childlike, I think. You know, as he said, he could paint like a master at 13 and spent the rest of his life trying to paint like a child. But, you know, not in a trivial sense, but in the fact that there's truth there. And it is truth that one seeks somehow, I think. And so I've done some pieces which I feel, and to be fair, other people have enjoyed them, but I've always been surprised when people like my work. Total surprise. And these only consist of very few brushstrokes. Or maybe I use a rock and a structure out of wood, and maybe add a canvas, because I tend to work with a sort of triadic element with three elements, and I try to compose. In a sense, I always remember years ago seeing a choreographer, a famous ballet choreographer called Macmillan, and he was doing exactly what sculptors do, working around moving stuff in space. And that, in the end, is what it should end up with.
Nice.
Okay.
What do you find most challenging as an artist?
Well, the challenging thing as an artist is to deal with my own ego. As I can draw reasonably well, and I can get pats on the back, something that I wouldn't call art, is sense, because I think art has to have it's what in the past I've expressed this as saying it's an artifact plus. There was a very famous lecture by Leonard Bernstein at Harvard in the 1970s, and it's the most, I was studying at that time, and he was one of the most influential things. He was talking about music, but it applied. He was using Noam Chomsky as his theory of how we understand and express ideas through words. And there was a prose language, and then there was a poetic language, which actually tied into music, but it actually ties into art, in my view. And so it's artifactualizing something, and then plus. What that plus is, I think, has to come out of one's training or one's experience or luck or accident or whatever, and to recognize it when it comes. And so I do lots of work which I destroy because I maybe overwork them. So that's my biggest problem, is to leave it. Yeah.
I've heard that's a problem for many others.
Yeah, I think that is. Yeah, it's...
You want it perfect, as whatever that means.
Yeah, and you yeah, and the more you look at it, the more it becomes imperfect. And so, I tend to put the work away. If it's sculpture, I take it apart and put it down and let it rest, and then put it up again, and then I can see it with a viewer's eyes. I'm not involved with it anymore, and sometimes the only thing that usually happens that improves it is if I take something out, not put something in.
If you had to give advice to young artists starting out, what would you tell them?
Well, I think young artists, and I work with quite a few, they're part of our project, they have... I can only speak from my experience and from artists coming from the universities in the UK. And in the UK, and it's probably the same elsewhere, but I'm not, you know, I don't know that. But in the UK, art is a very... it's not the normal way of going to learn something at degree level, undergraduate. It's not a taught subject. You're immediately thrown in to what would be called postgraduate studies. You have to form your own opinions. You have to deal with harsh criticism. You have to deal with knocks. I think they're very important. And the person that can take the knocks, get up and go, and to really... be open, but be convinced, or search really, rather than to be convinced, to search for something, excuse me, and they will, I think, become successful, whatever that means. I mean, the notion of a successful artist relies a lot on where you are and who your patrons are. I mean, there are many other people that could have taken the place of Damien Hirst, and he... not saying they're not good or great artists, but they then had the opportunity to develop further because they had the income, the funding, and the confidence. And so you just have to keep going and contribute to what is a society and culture that you see it. And I think it's always positive. I would like, and I've always believed this, I would like all the financiers of the world to do an art course. And to really get that criticism and to be creative, because the most successful people are creative people, the entrepreneurs, which we rely on for jobs and things. I'm talking really about the static people. Sometimes the bank manager is an unimaginative person, and they could do with being sent on a crash course in art with some of the tutors that question them on why they're not doing things in a different way.
That could be slightly revolutionary.
Yes, I think it would. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered, I suppose, really. Not that I've given it a lot of thought. I'd like to be remembered for being a fairly generous sort of person that has tried to... Well, it's enlightening myself, really, and maybe come to some conclusion that we do live in a rather beautiful world, and with terrible things going on in it, we see so many terrible things. We can't do much about them, in a way, because we become defensive. I'm not talking about individuals, but I'm talking about countries. I mean... We could quite often buy people out of a war, half the cost of bombing them out of a war, couldn't we?
Yes, we could, hopefully.
Yeah. It's a theory anyway.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah. And so I'd like to be remembered for someone that, had a point of view, really, in a way, but doesn't like to ram it down other people's throat. I'd probably be remembered for someone who's a bit fiery and can all the opposite that I've just said.
Well, that's for the viewer to decide.
Yeah.
I just have one more question. What is some of your impressions about Israel that you find really touched you deeply, if anything?
Well, there's lots of things, actually. I feel as though I've been here a long time, and I think that's because people have been so generous and fantastic, and I'm not saying this in a patronizing way at all, it's just truth. And there's a warmth about it, and that is something that is rare. I hope when people come to Wales they feel that. But that is a very memorable thing. It's not something I thought wouldn't happen anyway when I came here, because I wasn't expecting it to be me to feel isolated and things, but it's been even more than I anticipated, really, the actual warmth of the thing. And the sheer optimism, and the views are never the same about anything, and I like that. I think it's good. It's a great place.
High energy.
That's it. Yeah, that's what I was probably looking for. And
it stimulates creativity.
Yeah. I mean, it's gone throughout the world, isn't it? The great musicians have been Israeli, mathematicians have been Israeli, scientists. So it's maybe something deep in Israeli culture that contributes in a way when people are all over the place, but still Israeli in some respects, but British or Jewish maybe. So the contribution there is quite good, to come to a place, have my eyes opened about things where I suppose civilization as we know it actually started, even to the extent of growing the first food, being the first homesteaders. Massive invention, if you think about it. Bigger invention than the atomic bomb.
Yes.
More productive. Bigger change in lifestyle. I can't really express it enough, how brilliant it is, really. Einhard, I think, I sometimes fear that it lives in a bubble on its own. I don't feel real here sometimes, but that's not a bad thing, because people can come and discuss, and that becomes the reality of it. But you have these cultural places, like they're just like museums, and they've taken the place of the way the temples were and the churches were, because there's no dogma here, there's no religious belief here. You can believe or not, and you just discuss things. And I think it comes then, you don't have to be learned, you don't have to read what being moral is, because I believe we have it inbuilt in us, really. There's a few people that don't, I suppose, but in the world, but generally speaking, I think we do, and that can be set free by art and by places like Einhard that have a friendship and a dynamic, really, is better. What you don't want is sycophantic friendship. You don't want sycophantic friends. You want a dynamic, you want romance, and you want an argument, and you want, yeah. And also, the one thing I will say, as a real chauvinist pig, the girls are beautiful.
Just the truth.
Yes, fantastic.
How do people get to see your art online? Do you have a website?
Yeah, I have a website, and it's on www.johnbrownharlech.co.uk.
And that's John, JohnBrownWN.
Yeah.
Harlech.
HARLECH. .co.uk.
Thanks so much, John.
Many thanks.
I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
My name is Silkri Vicar from El Salvador, Central America. I am the only that came from America, I suppose. Yes, all the people are from Europe and from Israel.
Is this your first time here?
No, it's the fourth.
First time?
Fourth. Yes.
Wow.
The first time I came like a tourist. Second, I came with a program of the Instituto Cultural, Israel, El Salvador, or something like that. And I spent 2 weeks in Jerusalem. Oh. And we were traveling around Israel with above, I think that 20 artists from America, El Caribe, España, and Portugal.
Wow.
Was beautiful. Yes, I appreciate that. To have that time, I was lucky, because that made me feel something that I never going to forget. So this first time I came because my son was living here in a kibbutz.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to live here. He loves Israel. But we came and he went with us to El Salvador. And now that my embassy sent me a letter, Susana Gun is our ambassador. She has a letter from the Mehama. And she said, I know that Likri is going to come. And I am here. I was happy. I have a lot of work to do in my country, but I leave everything. And I came. And I am happy to stay with all these people because it's very nice. And I have the occasion to know people, for example, Romania and Kosovo, and the two men that came from Polonia. I never talked with people and artists like them. And sure, people from Italy and Spain is more easy for us because for the relation that we have. And Wales, John Brown, yes, it's the first time that I have contact with people of that country, and it's nice.
What are some of the impressions of Israel that you find that really touched you very deeply?
To stay in Jerusalem for me and go to see the mural, the Occidental mural, because I like to paint Jerusalem. And my feelings like a Jewish, was a thing that I can put in words. It's not easy because it's a feeling. But like an artist, to have the occasion to stay with a group of artists, doing the same at the same time and to talk with them, to interchange ideas, for me is the most important. And stay in Jerusalem to have a meeting group, talking, eating, sleeping together like friends, brothers, and family was very important. It's, for an artist, it's something very special. Today you see that we were talking different language, but was the same because we are human beings. And in each country we suffer a lot of things like a war, like in my country that we have 15 years to stay in war was not easy. And in that time that I came to paint was in the 87 that we were in war in that time. And for me to stay here was to have a little of a relax and to talk with the people that I know that Israel always has troubles, but to stay in peace here was very good for me. And now that I come back, that I here again, and my country is in peace now, I see the things completely different. At the beginning, the people said, don't go because... But I know how the news are. I know because I live in my own news, and I know. And I call to my country and say, you can come because news are news. If travel all over the world exists, you can come. Peace is coming slowly. It lasts years, but slowly, like my country. So I'm happy to stay here in the village. The people is very, very, very nice, like a family. And with the artists, I am enjoying a lot doing our own ideas. And for me in art, the main point of view is to have an idea and give physically is the world, like a person beginning to walk. Well, when you have an idea, let the idea beginning to walk, and then you have a structure of your idea, and you can show to the public. If the public doesn't like it's not important. It's because you have an idea that it has some function in the society, and that is to be creando, giving new ideas, always changing. You don't need to stay in the same object or the same material always. For me, it's to be like, if the people is not moving, the ideas is not living art. It's like repeating the same scene, the same topic. I respect that. For example, if the people like to make figurative things, but that is at the beginning when the people is changing. Now we don't need to do many things in art because the photography is now, the computer is now, the internet exists. In few years we have a lot, so we need to change too because all these things go quickly. So we need to change. If we don't learn how to fix or to do things in with all these things, we are like if we can read and read, write and read. We need to know how. So if we continue painting, but in another way, if we continue brushing my teeth, but my ideas are different, I am not the same. Understand?
Yes.
That's for me is a picture was not to be pretty, was to be good, because it's with the science. And I spend a lot of materials, a lot, trying to investigate more, all the things that I can't. I paint with forks, you see? With forks and with the little palitos, I don't know the word, sticks with my hands, and I move. I change from oil to acrylic, but I, because oil in my hands is not good. Acrylic is plastic and dry fast, and I work fast. I can make a huge picture in a morning. That's it. And what is the point of stay touching for months a picture? The main point, I repeat, is the idea and how we're going to put. The other is is like a folklore costume, artesania. I don't know in English the word. Yes, it's to repeat something that we can learn, like a cook or to wash something. And then I like to make reproductions, sketches, and sculpture, because the sculpture for me is like a to go out of our brain. It's a good exercise for the people. I recommend it because when you are like, what am I going to do in art? Make a sculpture like a big ball and put your finger inside. That is going to help you to be free and to go out of you, of that problem that what I'm going to do. Do it, touching things, to touch objects is very, very good because you feel something that then you can have a lot of air inside of you and you beginning to believe that you have something. To make garabatos like that. Are garabatos to make drawings very fast, not to sing, no, make drawings very fast. People generally throw to the garbage that, and for me, is the point when the ideas comes and people throw that ideas to the garbage. Believe me, keep it, and beginning to know you. Have you beginning to do an idea? Remember that a little boy doesn't run at the beginning when you put your shoes. It's a step by step. So you can run, but step by step. That's it. I reduce my colors. I reduce my forms. I am only painting, in this case, two colors and lines. And I make some idea of the figure, but it's not specific the thing that I want. And I like the controversial. For that, I make little child drawings, because that is the world that one has, the child, and the adult is the knowledge of the life, the materials, and all those enredadas cosas que yo no sé cómo se dicen en inglés. Okay.
When did you realize that you were an artist?
I don't think so that one realized that... I think that an artist lived, that's it, since has born, like a singer or a dancer. You can learn the techniques, but that you are going to be an artist is something creative that you have inside. I think the majority of the people is a little or has a lot, but not all the people have the opportunity to know what they are going to do. See, I didn't go to university. I just have a high school. But life with life, like a big, big book. I learn from life and talking with the people. And doing that is the same of to be practical. I don't know the word, practical. One can learn more of ourselves. Because if you study, you have a system. Well, it's easy, but careful. You can keep the system for all your life and never going to do another thing than the system. But doing for your own things is very, very difficult. You must have a lot of discipline. At the beginning, I didn't have it. But today, I live in a completely disorder with the material, but I have a lot of discipline. And I like to make my own projects with my own money. I move with my own money, with my work. So I feel that I am a people that tiene éxito, porque I found that I am doing the thing that I like it in my life. I am married, I have children, well, I'm very old, I have granddaughters. I have my life. I am 63. But I continue looking how is art, what is to be an artist. I don't care what is going to move the materials, what are going to find what. I don't know if it's next year I'm going to be a writer because I like it too, or could be that I am making some sculpture instead of painting. I don't know. And when I have the things on the table, because I don't use caballete, all those things, I am not what is going to be the beginning. I have an idea, but I need to make my ritual. Like I put a good music, a pot with flowers and incienso, to stay focused, to have the focus, you know? The focus is very important, to stay quiet and stay alone and stay with me. And with that, I have a like a Superman, Superwoman, and I can begin to do. And when I was a child, the only thing that I liked is to destroy all the toys to know what are inside. Inside, I have a radio that my father gave me when I was 7. Imagine with tubos, They were very hot, remember?
Yes,
and I destroyed it because my sister told me that a little man came with the guitar and the violines and the trompeta to play inside. And I see the radio was with that inside, and I destroyed all the radio. I have the cover now, but I broken all inside. With the watches was the same. I opened and I took all the pieces, I put on the table, but then I didn't know how to put it. But I have the pieces and I began to play with it. So, and in school, I want to make drawings above the world. And I said, the earth was one, was not divided in continents. And I was drawing and drawing and drawing and putting color to the water with the power of pencils, with a little cotton. I enjoy a lot doing that, and I was dreaming that I was in that continent and something bigger happened in that time. I was a dreamer always. So suddenly I beginning to make a little thing with paper because I want to destroy the paper and begin anyway, like Dada. I enjoy yesterday a lot because I like that. I would like to live in Dada time because I like it. It's beautiful. Imagine that in this time people doesn't know what is Dada. And Dada is at the beginning. Oh, many things happened in that time that it didn't stop. The thing that they miss is to have cell phones, computers, etc., and go to the moon. That's it. When I was young, American or the Russians sent a dog to the moon. And I was thinking, one day the man is going to the moon. The man went to the moon. So what? We are the same. But we dreamed that the man was going to... I don't know if the photograph in the TV are true. I never believe. I thought that was a play of computers. Could be. I don't believe. But the dreamers are the dreamers. I believe in dreams, like the fly of the butterfly. How can they fly? Imagine that's a little... Or a mosquito. How they can? If a man doesn't observe the insects, they never found anything. So we need to look on the floor, in the sky, on the mirrors. You can find, like Leonardo da Vinci said, you can find everything in the murals, on the floor. And did you know about Jean de Buffet, artist? Well, was a member of the Grupo Cobra. Was a big group in Europe in the last century, at the middle. And the improntas that he said, I like to make an improntas too, because I read his conversation that he has. I had a little book, and I was proving all the things that he said. And it's marvelous. That is the artist need, the young artists need to do, to take things and to prove what the maestro says. The Renacimiento was, but try the last century is more near for us. And that's all.
Who influenced you the most?
Who? Well, I seen to make drawings, I don't know, because that that was on me, the line. But I received art classes with a Spanish man that came from to El Salvador from Spain. And he was a sculptor. Was very, very good. I received 2 years of drawing human figure and studying the muscle, the bones, and everything. And he said, if you learn to draw body human body, you can broke the human body. And he has the reason, because my chuchos is a dog in El Salvador. My chuchos, my people that I draw, I broke the faces, the body, the feet, everything, because I know to draw. And to draw for me is the central structure of the figure. Sometimes I do big figures because I need it. It's the contraparte of my painting, I need to do it. But I don't know.
What do you consider your most successful work?
Well, in El Salvador, many years ago, was a discovery that the name is Joya de Seren. It's an archaeological site in there. We have a volcan caldera that explodes, and all the people run away, and all the city was covered from the lava that threw the volcano, like Pompeya. And I went when an American man was an archaeologist, was working in it, and I was seeing in a stone, seeing that, because I was very curious, because archaeology for me is marvelous. Oh, it's marvelous. Imagine here in Israel. So I was seeing that, and I beginning to paint murals. And that color sepia is brown, light brown, dark brown, gray. And for me, I was living in that excavation, and I beginning to make in the museum. They permit me to go inside to see the pots that they are taking from the archaeological site, and I beginning to make drawings. For example, you found in my drawings many scenes that comes from that drawings. But I don't do that exactly. But I make animals and other things. For that is the imaginations. So I mix. And you said before, who is the maestro that you have influence? Well, the maestro that are free to draw and to do, and the maestro that are not free, because it's the contraparte, and you need to have the contraparte or the controversial of the things in life to know. what are your controversies do? So that seat for me was very important, and when I came to Israel, I was seeing that like that, and I went to Jordan Petra, that is beautiful. I was surprised too. I went to Egypt, Turkey. Well, Spain has a lot of things too. I began to travel around the world, and for me, was very important because I beginning to change. I beginning to be an abstract painter, and I leave all the imagine that I made before. Yes, I paint before mythology of my country, but I living, and I was trying to clean my pictures. People said that in Latin America, at the custom to put a lot of things in the compositions. And that word, I keep it in my brain. One day, I beginning to draw, to eraser, and I feel alone. I was afraid of the space. So I beginning to follow a maestro, that the name is Maurice Esteves, he's a Frenchman, and I went to the Museum of Orsay in France to see his pictures. When I saw the first picture, I was very happy because my color was strong, because I'm from Latin America. Our sea is very strong. Our storm are strong. We dance very quickly, and life is different. So I was happy because I not believe. But what you found, how are you? How you stay doing your own? You beginning to know you, but you must to see and you must to mix, because nobody is going to have the reality. What is reality? Reality are a lot of things, and once people is not creativo by her own, people is creativo because they know and they mix, and they took things or steal things from the maestros. The good maestros is the best, and to mix with the scene that they know and they found.
What do you find most inspiring for you as an artist?
Life. Mira, nosotros hemos tenido many years of violence in my country. I am not a people that like that. No, I don't like guns, and I am not in any political party. I just an artist and a people that lives like with family and with the people of her own country, because I always stay in El Salvador. In the worst years, I stay with my people. I stay there. That is not my inspiration. Was my paint, but I believe that from a paint, like my people said, clavo saca clavo. If you have a pain to pull up out the pain, you need another pain. That's it. So my inspiration is to have two eyes, two hands, to work, to see the life, because it's a present of God, could be, if it exists, that give us to see that sky, that leaves, it's beautiful. People that appreciate the beautiful of life, the colors. Sometimes I see many browns. For me, it's an inspiration. I'm going to dry or to do that color, but it's like to stay in a contemplation that leave me something in my heart. Something. It must to be something. Because my inspiration, I don't know, could be... Sometimes could be a situation that made me feel that I need to work, but I'm not going to do that thing. But that moved me, that situation, to do something. Like if I hear good music, I feeling that I need to dance.
If you had to give advice to a young artist, what would you tell them?
A lot of things. Yeah, a lot of things. Like an art teacher, I am not, I work in the university 1 year, but I change a lot of systems, because sometimes the systems mail the young people to be sad, born, and sometimes they want to leave the studies because it's a little born. Depend of the teacher that you have. A really maestro is the person that don't give you muletas to walk. Is a really maestro is a people that teach you how to walk by yourself and to leave you. And aunque you cry, the maestro go away and leave you alone to beginning you alone. That is a really maestro, but give you the clues in art. So my advice is to try to work, to draw, but concentrate in the point, looking more life than the draw at the beginning. Look at what you are seeing or trying to see to know well the reality of the life is. And don't see the a lot of garabatos that you are doing like this. Doesn't matter. But look at the point. You need to be concentrate in the point of view. Seeing that in that case. And moving your hand. Because seeing, thinking, moving, and feeling for me is a completely thing that you need to work in art. If you don't feel, don't do it. Next time. And if you can draw, well, you need to have more time. And if you don't see, you need to see. And if you don't think, you are not going to choose which work is the best. Because ones need to be our own jurado, you are going, what is good, what is not good?
Judgment.
Yes. But sincerely, leave your job and see what you are doing. Because sometimes you never hear advices. You need to see by yourself, and we are finding the really true. If that for me is the better, because sometimes young people can take they have too strong the arms, and they need to be more delicate, and the delicate more to be more strong. They can. Take careful with the impulses. They must to be, because that is like to have an animal inside. They have to must careful and to think what they are doing. And for me, having discipline and having a lot of relax, go away and go to dance and sing, dance, because it's necessary to make exercises. And then go again to beginning to draw. A while, and then go away, and then at the end they are going to enjoy and stay quiet and with her own more time.
How would you like to be remembered?
Well, that one more. I think that I am common people. I am one of the in the world there are a lot of good people. I am one more. It's not important for me, like the ocean. I am a drop in the ocean. For me, that drop is good because it's me, but I am not important. The important is the ocean, the humanity that make friends, that don't fight, believe in the life. Seeing that is an opportunity to have friends, a good friends, the opportunity, like with Vesta we were talking, to have the opportunity to be together, to know of our countries, the customs, the way of each, that is important. For me, that the people remember me or not, but it's not important. The important is now, the moment, because I think that to be happy is the moment. The happiness is the little time. So we try to continue to have a little time, and one can say, I am happy. So, death. Then we sleep like I have air in my body. Now I don't have. That is death. That's it. But life after death. I don't know. Nobody is coming to tell me life is a Eden and you are going to fly. I don't know. I am flying with my picture. I am flying when I dance. I am flying when I am talking with Vesta. So I am happy. For me, it's more important to stay here talking with you than thinking how the people is going to remember me, because I think that people remember people when the people work a lot and leave books, way of learn. For me, it's very important that people know how to learn. I have proyectos at home, and I am trying to teach to the young people talking. And when they said, how much it costs that you give me a class? I'm going to charge you. I am not a teacher that I'm going to charge you for to give in two consejos in art. For me, it's to be happy that I can give you. That's it. But if you want to going to buy me a picture, that's different. But with the young people, I love them because in my time, nobody want to help me. I love me a lot. I have many troubles, and I understand when I see the eyes of the young people asking me, I remember me, and I help them. So if they love me or they not, don't love me, they are going to love art. That is important. See?
So how can people get to see your work? Do you have a website or...
Yes, www.lecry. Y is E Latina, E Latina. I'm going to give you my card.
Okay, and I'll put it in.
And if you found Yahoo or Google Lecry Vicar, you are going to have many pages of information.
Good. Yes. Thank you so much.
Really? Good to talk with you.